Welcome to Braves Field in Boston, for the game between the St. Louis Cardinals and the Boston Braves. Here are the starting lineups. For the St. Louis Cardinals. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Augie Bergamo. Batting second. The center fielder, Johnny Hopp. Batting third. The right fielder, Stan Musial. Batting fourth. The catcher, Walker Cooper. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Ray Sanders. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Whitey Karowski. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Marty Marion. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Emil Verbin. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Max Lanier. Pitching for the St. Louis Cardinals, Max Lanier. For the Boston Braves. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Connie Ryan. Batting second. The first baseman, Max Macon. Batting third. The center fielder, Tommy Holmes. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Ab Wright. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Chet Ross. Batting sixth. The catcher, Clyde Klutz. Batting seventh. The shortstop, D. Phillips. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Warren Houston. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Nate Andrews. Pitching for the Boston Braves, Nate Andrews. And now, play ball. Augie Bergamo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bergamo strikes out. One out. Johnny Hopp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hopp strikes out. Two outs. Stan Musial is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Musial hits a fly ball into left field. Wright settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Cardinals nothing, and the Braves nothing. The Braves will come to bat. Connie Ryan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ryan hits a ball on the ground towards short. Marion scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Max Macon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Macon hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Lanier fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Tommy Holmes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Holmes hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Hopp. Holmes reaches second base with a double. Ab Wright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wright hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Verbin settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Cardinals nothing, and the Braves nothing. The Cardinals will come to bat. Walker Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Ray Sanders is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sanders hits a line drive towards short. Phillips catches it and throws to first to double up Cooper. Two outs. Whitey Karowski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Karowski hits a pop-up towards first. Macon juggles the ball. That's an error on Macon. Marty Marion is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marion hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of Holmes. Marion reaches second base with a double. Karowski goes all the way around to score. That run is unearned. It's 1-0, Cardinals. Emil Verbin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Andrews spins and fires to second, and Marion is picked off. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Cardinals 1, and the Braves nothing. The Braves will come to bat. Chet Ross is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ross strikes out. One out. Clyde Klutz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klutz hits a ball on the ground towards short. Marion scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dee Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips hits a fly ball into center field. Hop settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Cardinals 1, and the Braves nothing. The Cardinals will come to bat. Emil Verbin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verbin hits a fly ball into right field. Ross settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Max Lanier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lanier hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Ryan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Augie Bergamo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bergamo is 0 for 1 in the game. Bergamo hits a fly ball into center field. Holmes settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Cardinals 1, and the Braves nothing. The Braves will come to bat. Warren Houston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Houston hits a fly ball into center field. Hop settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Nate Andrews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Andrews hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Lanier fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Connie Ryan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ryan is 0 for 1 in the game. Ryan strikes out. Two outs. Max Macon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Macon is 0 for 1 in the game. Macon strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Cardinals 1, and the Braves nothing. The Cardinals will come to bat. Johnny Hop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hop is 0 for 1 in the game. Hop hits a ball on the ground towards first. Macon scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Hop for the out. One out. Stan Musial is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Musial is 0 for 1 in the game. Musial hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Andrews fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Walker Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Cooper hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Klutz settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Cardinals 1, and the Braves nothing. The Braves will come to bat. Tommy Holmes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Holmes is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Holmes hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Verbin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ab Wright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wright is 0 for 1 in the game. Wright hits a fly ball into center field. Hop settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Chet Ross is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ross is 0 for 1 in the game. Ross strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Cardinals 1, and the Braves nothing. The Cardinals will come to bat. Ray Sanders is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sanders is 0 for 1 in the game. Sanders hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Whitey Karowski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Karowski is 0 for 1 in the game. Karowski hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Sanders moves to second. Marty Marion is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marion is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Marion bunts towards the mound. Andrews fields it and throws to third for the out. Karowski moves to second. One out. Emil Verbin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verben is 0-for-1 in the game. Verben hits a fly ball into right field. Ross settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Max Lanier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lanier is 0-for-1 in the game. Lanier hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Andrews fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Cardinals 1, and the Braves nothing. The Braves will come to bat. Clyde Clutz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clutz is 0-for-1 in the game. Clutz hits a pop-up towards first. Sanders settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. D. Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips is 0-for-1 in the game. Phillips hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Warren Houston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Houston is 0-for-1 in the game. Houston hits a ball on the ground towards third. Kurowski fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Cardinals 1, and the Braves nothing. The Cardinals will come to bat. Augie Bergamo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bergamo is 0-for-2 in the game. Bergamo hits a fly ball into center field. Holmes settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Johnny Hop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hop is 0-for-2 in the game. Hop hits a fly ball into right field. Ross settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Stan Musial is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Musial is 0-for-2 in the game. Musial hits a fly ball into right field. Ross settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Cardinals 1, and the Braves nothing. The Braves will come to bat. Nate Andrews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Andrews is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Andrews strikes out. One out. Connie Ryan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ryan is 0-for-2 in the game. Ryan strikes out. Two outs. Max Macon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Macon is 0-for-2 in the game. Macon strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Cardinals 1, and the Braves nothing. The Cardinals will come to bat. Walker Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Cooper hits a ball on the ground towards third. Houston fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Ray Sanders is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sanders is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Sanders hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Ryan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Whitey Kurowski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kurowski is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Kurowski strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Cardinals 1, and the Braves nothing. The Braves will come to bat. Tommy Holmes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Holmes is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Holmes takes first base on ball 4. Ab Wright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wright is 0-for-2 in the game. Wright hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Holmes moves to second. Chuck Workman pinch runs for Ab Wright. Chet Ross is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ross is 0-for-2 in the game. Ross bunts towards first. Sanders juggles the ball. That's an error on Sanders. Holmes moves to third. Workman moves to second. Clyde Clutz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clutz is 0-for-2 in the game. Klutz hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Bergamo. Klutz reaches second base with a double. Holmes scores. Workman scores. Ross moves to third. It's 2-1, Braves. D. Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Phillips hits a ball on the ground towards short. Marion scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Warren Houston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Houston is 0-for-2 in the game. Houston is walked intentionally. Nate Andrews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Andrews is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Andrews strikes out. Two outs. Connie Ryan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ryan is 0-for-3 in the game. Ryan hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Kurowski settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Braves 2, and the Cardinals 1. The Cardinals will come to bat. Chuck Workman now playing right field. Chet Ross now playing left field. Marty Marion is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marion is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Marion hits a ball on the ground towards short. Phillips scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Danny Littwiller pinch hits for Emil Verbin. Danny Littwiller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Littwiller hits a ball on the ground towards short. Phillips scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Debs Garms pinch hits for Max Lanier. Debs Garms is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garms hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Holmes. Garms reaches second base with a double. Augie Bergamo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bergamo is 0-for-3 in the game. Bergamo hits a ball on the ground towards first. Macon scoops it up and throws to first, with Andrews covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Braves 2, and the Cardinals 1. The Braves will come to bat. George Fallon now playing second base. Freddie Schmidt now pitching. Max Macon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Macon is 0-for-3 in the game. Macon hits a fly ball into right field. Mutual settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tommy Holmes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Holmes is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Holmes hits a pop-up towards first. Sanders settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Chuck Workman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Workman hits a fly ball into center field. Hop settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Braves 2, and the Cardinals 1. The Cardinals will come to bat. Johnny Hop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hop is 0-for-3 in the game. Hop hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Holmes, who is chasing the ball. Hop reaches third base with a triple. Stan Musial is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Musial is 0-for-3 in the game. Musial hits a ball on the ground towards short. Phillips misplays the ball. That's an error on Phillips. Hop scores. Musial moves to second. It's Cardinals, 2, Braves, 2. Walker Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Cooper hits a ball on the ground and there's an error on the play. Musial scores. Cooper moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 3-2, Cardinals. Ray Sanders is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sanders is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Sanders hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. There goes Cooper trying to get to home. Ross throws the ball into Klutz, who tags Cooper, who's trying to score from second, for the out. One out. Whitey Karowski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Karowski is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Karowski takes first base on ball 4. Sanders moves to second. Marty Marion is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marion is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Marion hits a pop-up towards third. Houston settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. George Fallon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fallon hits a ball on the ground towards short. Phillips scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Cardinals 3, and the Braves 2. The Braves will come to bat. Chet Ross is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ross is 0-for-3 in the game. Ross hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Pat Copprey pinch runs for Chet Ross. Clyde Klutz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klutz is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got two RBIs. Klutz bunts towards the mound. Schmidt fields it and throws to first for the out. Copprey moves to second. One out. Butch Niemann pinch hits for D. Phillips. Butch Niemann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Niemann hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fallon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Copprey moves to third. Two outs. Buck Etchison pinch hits for Warren Houston. Buck Etchison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Etchison strikes out. The game is over. The final score, St. Louis Cardinals, 3, and Boston Braves, 2. Goodbye from Braves Field in Boston.